I do like him. His name is Fevzi Turkamp. He's our gadget detective. And every couple of weeks we get him on to talk about innovations, to talk about, well, for some people it's innovations, technical advances. For me, it's what's cheap and what can I get in the house that Mrs. Lester Nestor won't lose her mind about. And it's getting really difficult now. Fevzi, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, how are you?
All right. Listen, let me just say, there is somebody at the BBC who absolutely wanted me to say thank you to you for the magnificent... The way they spoke about you, Fevzi, I was like, are you sure it's the same Fevzi that I speak to?
My mum again, right?
look, we're going to do a few different things, if that's all right, because I am... very much mindful of the fact that it's so triggering so much of this stuff that we didn't get to all of your recommendations last time. So I'm going to speed up and I'm going to shut up and I'd ask you to do the same. Is that all right? As, yep. As my dad used to say, shut up and talk. Right. In terms of tariffs, because the 11-year-old put me on the spot by going, explain why so much difficulty. Tell me, are chips, computer components and the like going, I know they've come down, but are they going to be in the right place, or might we have to be aware of some shortage, outage, or whatever you want to call it?
So you're talking about Trump's tariffs now?
Well, how they affect us more than Trump himself and his tariffs.
Well, I don't think that we really know, because I don't think Trump knows what he's going to do. He keeps changing. So, I guess the thing is this. So tariffs are taxes that are put on certain goods that are imported into particular countries, and they are paid for by, in the end, by the consumers, because there's a tax that goes on it that has to be paid. It's usually paid by the consumers. Now, the difficulty is you could say, oh, well, you know, we'll get our 10% tariffs or whatever it is. But it's far more complicated than that, because a single electronic product or gadget has a supply chain that's so complicated that it's not the product of just one country. And a single item can go back and forth across a border 7 or 8 times. You know, it sounds a bit strange, but you know, different parts of the process are done in different countries, and therefore that component could end up getting tariffed 6 times going back and forwards over a border, because one part of the process is done, you know, in one country and another in another. So that could have a devastating effect on the cost of goods. And we touched on this last time, that I was actually considering buying a MacBook Pro, and I would normally have waited to November for the M5 series MacBook Pros, but I'm actually going
to... Sorry, I just need to put another one.
Another, yeah. It is shameful. You know, I'm actually running out of explanations.
You don't have to do it for me, but I just want, because you're going to judge me later, and I need you to know it's both of us and Ola. You know, I'm not going down on my own.
No. I mean, I've just come down to because I'm a tech journalist. I need to buy this. I have to have it. Right?
Well done.
And that's what it is. So I can't help but think that a lot of this will go away. But I can't be confident of that, because the guy that's pulling the strings doesn't seem to know what he wants to do. And he seems to change his mind frequently and do 90-day pauses. And the problem with that is the uncertainty that introduces in itself is inflationary, because people don't invest in new production plants in particular countries and so forth. So things end up costing a lot more. I saw that Donald Trump had just told Apple to stop producing iPhones in India. And they've been doing iPhones in India because they were trying to divest themselves from their reliance upon Chinese manufacturing. So I don't know what they think they're going to do. I don't think we're going to be seeing iPhones produced in Texas anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, that was the challenging bit of it. to try and replace something before you've got the infrastructure capable of manufacturing that which you say you don't want anymore. And I don't know, there's a point where his eyes glazed over and he said, it's all right, Dad. But I think I make you right. It is like that. And you'd be making it up every time. So are you right to have bought when you bought, or did you do it speculatively?
We can't be sure. I would say that the way I would do it, I would buy... So let's take the example of a MacBook computer, say the MacBook Pro. They normally come out around November, the new ones, each year. So what you could do is buy online the M4 series within 30 days of when you think the new model's going to be announced. If you've bought it online, you can extend your remorse period from the standard 14 days up to 30 days. And then if the M5 series comes out and the price isn't too painful, you send back the one you've got, buy the new one. If there's a 20% hike for some reason, then you've got an M4, which is very nearly as good as the M5 version for 20% less. And also there'll tend to be deals on the M4s just before the M5s come out. So I would sort of hedge your bets and do it in such a way that if you time it correctly, you could still return it within a 30-day window.
Yeah, I've got a boy doing his GCSEs. Maths today, by the way. Oh. Working up to find periodic tables. I thought I was going mad on my phone. And I'm guessing at some point in the very near future when he does his A's, Daddy's going to have to up his game with computers. But we'll get to
that. We'll have M7s by then.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Let's get on with it, because we've got a few messages for you today. So let's do your thing first, and then we get some of the messages we've got. You ready?
Okay, yeah. So if I can take some of these gadgets out of sequence for a very good reason. So I've given you, I think, 1 to 5. I want to start with 4 and 5.
Yes.
And the reason for that is there is a glitch on Amazon. You're going to hate me for this because it's going to cost you money. I've just bought it myself before coming. Do you know what I do? I buy it first and then publicise it. I'm a very selfish man in that
sense. No, that's the way. I want you to recommend foolishness to me.
Okay, so there is a glitch deal on Amazon at the moment involving Anker products, A-N-K-E-R, right? So we'll deal with the product, and I'm telling you why I'm saying this, because it's probably only up there for a few more minutes. So that's why I'm taking them out of sequence.
Hold on a minute. Ola. Okay, let's go.
Stand by. Okay, and it's quite a complicated thing, so I'm going to have to explain to you how to do it so you get this particular deal. So it's a two-part deal. You get a power bank and you get a pair of electronic scales. Even if you don't want the scales, you get them because it makes the power bank cheaper than buying it on its own. So the Anker power bank is one that can output 165 watts. So this has got... 3 USB-Cs and a USB-A on it. So this is a power bank. It's a portable battery that you can use to top up, say, 2 laptops at a time, or a laptop, a phone, and 2 other gadgets. You can charge up to 4 things at once. It's got 2 built-in USB-C cables. One of them extends more than 2 feet, I think 2.3 feet. So it's got three outputs, any of which that can do up to 100 watts, subject to a total limit of 165 watts. So this is not just for charging phones. This is for topping up big devices like laptop computers, and it can actually do a couple of these at once. I don't know if you can see the pictures, but it's a 25,000 milliamp hour portable charger. So what that means is it's extremely high capacity. In fact, it's very near the limit of what you're allowed to take on board an aircraft. I think that's about 27,000. So it's right up near the limit of that. So you can take this abroad, you can take it on aircraft, and it's legal, but it's up to the limit of what's legal. It's got a really nice display that shows you how much wattage each of the ports is outputting, which is always interesting to see, because you can learn from it how different devices don't just charge at the same wattage. At the beginning, when the device is relatively flat, they charge quickly. They put a lot of wattage in. As the battery fills up, it pushes less wattage through it, because that would generate too much heat and damage the battery. So it's quite interesting to see how this works. So it's the Anker laptop power bank. Now, this thing normally costs £89.99. On Amazon, it occasionally goes on a deal for £69.99, which is the cheapest it's ever been. I found a way to get it for £54.99 by having a pair of Eufy electronic scales included. So you get the scales. And I know you don't worry about your body weight, but I like cake, so this is quite good for me. You get the scales included, and then the price for the two drops to £54.99, which is a bargain. Even if you just got the power bank for that money, it's a bargain. So I bought it, but you need a special link, and it's a complicated link. I can't really read it out because it's got too much gobbledygook characters in it. If you go to gadgetdetective.com on Twitter, go to @gadgetdetective on Twitter, look at my latest tweet. I've put it in there so that people can just click on it. What you do is you click on that link, and I'm just going to do it and show you how it's done. I'm going to talk you through it. Click on the link, and you get taken to a... Hold on, let's get it right. 1 second, please. Okay, so you click on the link, and you get something that says, get one free when you buy one select item. And then on the left, you've got qualifying items and benefit items. You can click and choose between the two. So the qualifying item that you choose is the Anker laptop power bank, 25,000 milliamp hours for £69.99. Don't worry, the price will drop. You add that to the basket from that page. You then click on benefit items. You go to the Eufy weighing scales, the A1 weighing scales, which are normally £29.99, are currently on a lightning deal for £14.99, and I can see 20% of that deal is claimed. So then you would normally be paying £85 even with the lightning deal. But for some inexplicable reason, when you go to the checkout, it drops it to £54.99 for the two. So it's quite an incredible deal. That's never been at that price, even for the charger itself. And then, you know, and then you can give the weighing scales to someone that you want to insult. You know, it's a bit like giving people air fresheners.
It's like, I've got a mate of mine, and she's got a new boyfriend, and it was her birthday. And for a present, he bought a vacuum cleaner. And I just couldn't stop laughing. He's saying, you need to clean your house. And you were doing so well there as well, weren't you? You just couldn't leave Ola alone.
I just thought I'll be politically correct. I won't say give it to a fat person. I just said give it to someone that you think you want to.
Leave it now. You've made your point. This is the BBC. There'll be somebody who I offend by even... I should cut you off now, apparently.
Listen, I'm a lover of cake, okay? My BMI is something I won't be sharing with you anytime soon.
Well, so you might, physician, heal thyself. Use the scales yourself then. How about that?
Yeah, well, I've got a pair of whiz-bang withing scales, but these, for, you know, even if you just bought them on their own for £15, are a bargain. But I love the fact that you get the scales... And it drops for nothing, essentially, and then it drops the price of the charger that we really wanted.
Well done. Do it quickly.
The reason I went to that is because that could just disappear in a few minutes. So if you want it, whilst leaving your radio on, go and get the deal.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it.
Yeah. So go to the Twitter link, because it won't work otherwise. If you just do a search, you won't find it. Twitter link @gadgetdetective. Click on the link there. That's the only way it works.
You are singularly the most frustrating guest. I never have enough time, which may mean I'm having a great time, or it may mean that you just won't speed up, Fibsy.
We can do it quickly now. I just needed to explain that because it was a bit intricate. Okay, so someone asked me about a good keyboard for an iPad 9th
generation. Well, it isn't someone. It is feedback that we're getting from having you on, which I have encouraged, and I've sort of given myself a hard time for, because we go on, you and I, and actually lots of people meet me and they go, well, I want to know about X. I mean, I've got a message in front of me saying, why have you never asked him properly about iPods or whatever? So I need to, AirPods, please. So I need to open it up to that. So what they were asking me is, if they have, I don't know, Generation 9 or whatever it might be, iPad, how can they get a keyboard to go with it to make it more user-friendly, I suppose.
Yeah, to make it more useful. So iPads are great as content consumption devices, but they're actually very powerful. I mean, the iPad Pro It's got an M4 processor in it. It's the same processor that you find in MacBook Pros and MacBook Air laptops. You know, it's a massively overpowered device. But and the touchscreen is lovely, but if you want to get real work done, there's nothing like having a proper keyboard. So there's a couple of keyboard solutions that I would recommend. My favourite, and the one that I buy with my own money as soon as I get an iPad, is something from Logitech called the Combo Touch. And what it is a combination of a case and a keyboard, and the keyboard docks manually. You don't have to faff about with Bluetooth pairing, because what it does is when it docks manually, the little pins actually make a physical connection, so you never have to worry about Bluetooth, which can be a bit flaky at times. So the case part of it protects the iPad. It then has a really robust and flexible kickstand, which gives you anything from 0 to 40-degree tilt. So you can lie it down almost flat if you're writing with a sort of electronic pen or pencil on the screen. You can prop it up to watch videos. And the nice thing is that the keyboard undocks, because it's only attached magnetically. So most of the time I use mine without the keyboard. I use it to prop it up in bed to watch, you know, movies and things like that. But when I want to do proper work, I just lock in this keyboard, and the keyboard is really high quality. It's the same quality as you get on a laptop computer. The keys are actually backlit, and it's got a trackpad. So suddenly, your iPad becomes a really powerful device. You know, you can use it instead of a laptop. It's quite incredible. It completely changes the way that you will use your iPad. It's like having a new device. So, and you get different ones for different models. So the one that fits the iPad 9th generation also fits the 7th and 8th generation. But there are different ones available for different iPads. But they're all called Logitech Combo Touch. And that's important. And it's got the removable keyboard, so it's very great for that. If you've got kids or people that are, you know, less forgiving of their gadgets, then you can get the Logitech Combo, which is a similar thing, but it's much more rugged. The disadvantage of the combo is that the keyboard is not removable. You have to fold it away. To me, that's a deal breaker. I want to be able to remove the keyboard, because it means that you don't add much weight to it if you don't want the keyboard. But they're both around £120, so they're not cheap, but they are remarkable. One thing I would say is, if you get that from Amazon and it gives you the option to extend to a 3-year warranty, I would take it, because in an effort to keep it lightweight, I've seen sometimes the plastic can sometimes bulge around the edges after a lot of use. Doesn't stop it doing its job, but aesthetically it's not perfect. So I would consider doing the extension. Now, the third possibility is a separate keyboard completely. So instead of having a docking keyboard, we can use a Bluetooth keyboard, and there can be advantage of that. So again, from Logitech, it's called the MX Keys Mini. It's a small, compact keyboard. It doesn't have the numeric keypad at the side. You can get that, but this particular one doesn't have it. Backlit keys, which actually vary in their brightness depending upon the ambient light in the room. And I think I've told you about this before. As you reach out for the keyboard, it detects your hands and turns on the backlight. And then as you withdraw your hands, a few moments later, the backlighting goes out. So it saves the rechargeable battery, so you have to charge it less often. The ones that I spoke about before don't need a battery, because, you know, I said they dock and there's pin connectors that not only sends the data about the keys, but also it powers the keyboard. This one, because it's completely separate and wirelessly connected via Bluetooth, you have to charge up the internal battery. It's got a USB-C charger. This keyboard, the MX Keys Mini, is special because it can control up to 3 devices. It's got buttons marked 1, 2, 3. So you can connect this to 3 devices. One could be, say, an iPad, one could be an Apple Mac, and one could be a Windows PC. So instead of having 2 or 3 keyboards on your desk, you've suddenly got one keyboard and it controls everything. All you do is switch between them using those buttons.
And that's the Combo 3 Touch.
It's called, no, that's the MX keys.
Right, MX keys, right.
So just to recap, we've got the Combo Touch, which is the one I recommend all with the docking station and the kickstand. You've got a similar thing called a Rugged Combo 3, which doesn't have a detachable keyboard but is more rugged. And also the keypad is silent. If you're doing radio, for example, and you don't want keyboard coming up, this is quite a good choice for that because it doesn't make any noise. And then you've got the separate device that can be used to control Mac, Mac OS, iOS, iPad OS, Windows, Linux, even Android can be controlled by this keyboard. It's commonly sold for about £90, but check it out, because it does go on offer from time to time. You can find deals on it. You can get it for about 70 if you shop around. Yeah. 4.5 stars. The first and third ones get 4.5 stars. The one with the keyboard that doesn't come off gets 4 for that reason.
Right. Foot down. Let's go. What else we got this week?
So, finished.
Oh, no.
Did you not say you wanted me to talk to
you? I've got it. The ear. No. I know what it is. It's the earbuds or whatever. Is there one that immediately jumps to mind? Because this is quite a useful contributor. And I want to keep the listeners who we got interested, you know, and I want to make them feel like we're doing stuff for them. You know what I mean? What's the one you've got?
So I've got a pair of AirPods Pro.
The Apple ones.
Yeah.
But that's not cheap, Fevzy. Don't come with them big old prices.
It depends. Well, you've got the fourth generation ones that are cheaper. But the reason why I'm particularly taken with them, they're not even the best sound quality. But if you're an Apple user, it's very good at sort of, as you approach an iPad, it connects to the iPad. When you pick up your iPhone, it connects to that, or you take a call. It's very clever in the way it does it. It's recently got one new feature, which I'm not suggesting you need, you know, despite your advanced age. It becomes a pair of hearing aids. So hearing aids are normally extremely expensive items, you know, for the technology that's in them. They're like glasses, you know. You look at what goes into a pair of prescription glasses, and you're pretty sure that it's less than £20 worth of materials, and yet you're paying £300 for the pair.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, I mean, the margins in that sector have been awful, and, you know, there have been attempts to go around it by having you know, online and so forth.
We'll do that next time then.
Yeah,
so only because the thing about it is I went to have a look at online because I, like Paul, who works on the show, it's just like, it feels like every year you want me to spend that kind of money. And I don't trust the online ones fit properly. So I'm guessing that is a sort of tech that would be interesting for everyone. Can we mark that for 2 weeks' time?
Yeah, but I'll just say to you, the trick is you can get a free prescription and send it in and get an online pair. What they don't give you is the interocular distance, the distance between the two eyes, because that's not part of the prescription. But you need that information in order to have the right frames, right? Because otherwise the lenses are not lined up correctly to where your eyes are. If your eyes are close together, I'm not suggesting yours are, if they're too close together, then obviously that affects the frames that you use. But what I just wanted to say to you about this is that hearing aids are also one of these areas with huge markups for the technology that's in them. Okay, we can't make an excuse for that. Okay. Apple have come along and turned a pair of these AirPods into hearing aids.
So this is the newest one?
Yeah. No, it's not the newest one.
It's the fourth.
Pro. It's the Pros.
The Pros.
The Pros. And that's really quite special because, one, they work, and two, people don't have the stigma of wearing hearing aids.
How much?
I think that you can get them for about 120.
You're a great guy. Look after yourself.
Cheers.
Yes, I appreciate you today. This is BBC Radio London. That's Fevzy Turkamp, the Gadget Detective.